This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The issue of money in politics is now emerging in midterm races around the country, with dozens of Democrats rejecting donations from political action committees, or PACs, that are sponsored by corporations or industry groups. Some are refusing PAC money from unions and fellow Democrats. DEFCON's second annual voting village, where computer hackers are invited to test the security of commonly used election machines, has occurred. Hackers were able to swap out software, uncover network plugins that shouldn't have been left working, and uncover other ways for unauthorized actors to manipulate the vote. A new voter ID law could shut out many Native Americans from the polls in North Dakota. A strict rule on the collection of absentee ballots in Arizona is being challenged as a form of voter suppression. The record fall in the Turkish lira has stoked fears of contagion. Stock markets across Asia, including in Hong Kong, Seoul, South Korea, Shanghai, and Tokyo, fell on Monday, with many exchanges dropping nearly 2% during the day. European markets fared only slightly better. The euro hovered around its lowest point against the dollar in a year. A new rule being written by the administration would change the definition of a public charge, blocking green cards or citizenship from anyone who receives food stamps, health care, or even free school lunches, in addition to public welfare through TANF. New York City estimates it could block 1 million of its citizens. In 2007, the federal drug program, Medicare Part D, cost taxpayers $46 billion. By 2016, the figure reached $79 billion, a 72% increase. Much of this increase is a result of growing enrollment. It has doubled in the past decade to 43 million people, and higher drug prices. TSA and American Airlines have introduced a new machine that uses computed tomography, a technology that produces three-dimensional images so detailed that they can even show the mass and densities of items in the bag, including liquids inside their containers. The promised tax cuts have not increased wages or investment after 6 months. Much of it has ended up in stock buybacks and higher executive compensation. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.